The Taoiseach is continuing his visit to the United States today, where he's meeting an advisory group set up by the government to respond to the potential impacts of a trade war with the United States. While US media coverage of yesterday's encounter between Micheál Martin and Donald Trump is relatively light, the main focus is on the US president's comments on trade. The Washington Post today says that after a brief exchange of personal pleasantries, Trump proceeded to bash Ireland and the European Union, an on-camera dressing down that gave Martin little opportunity for a confidential appeal, nor much chance to get a word in edgewise. The New York Times says the Taoiseach largely took a back seat during the meeting and sought to steer clear of confrontation, while the Wall Street Journal highlights Donald Trump's comments on taking back pharmaceutical jobs. Bloomberg takes a similar line, saying Mr. Trump injected trade tension into what's normally a light-hearted affair. Let's go to Washington now and Radio na Gaeltachta's political correspondent, Cún Ó-Sheridán. Cún, thanks for joining us. What's the government saying about the outcome of that meeting with Donald Trump?
Well, we haven't received any official statement as yet. The Taoiseach will be speaking to the media in about 90 minutes. But I'd say they're quite pleased with how things went overall yesterday, because I'd say their strategy going into that meeting was to try to avoid any setting off any landmines, not to confront President Trump directly, and to try to impose on him the importance, as they see it, the Irish government, of the mutual benefit of the trade relationship as it stands between the two countries, the US investing in Ireland and Ireland investing in the US, both countries gaining from that. That's a philosophy of trade and economics that the new Trump administration disagrees with at a very basic level. The Irish government hopes, by highlighting things like Ryanair's investment in Boeing aircraft, and hopes to use that as a means to persuade the Trump administration to not go as far as they seem to be talking about going on tariffs. The other priority was to get on the right side of Trump's personality by flattering him on his efforts in Ukraine and in the Middle East, even to the point of Micheál Martin not confronting Trump on very basic things like the reason that the European Union was set up. Trump stated yet again in the meeting yesterday that the EU was set up to damage the United States. And it would have been quite easy for Micheál Martin to push back even slightly on that. And that was not something that happened in the meeting yesterday. So it was a defensive posture. Some might say the non-confrontational approach verged a little bit even on the submissive. But at the same time, that's what they wanted to achieve in the meeting. They wanted to avoid problems and not spoil the kind of fuzzy, warm image of Ireland that certain US Republicans seem to have. This was a strategy that was flagged in a conversation that I had with Sean Spicer the night before the meeting. And it was also something that Brian Glenn, the partner of Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's the guy who asked Vladimir Zelensky the question about his suit 2 weeks ago, also said that the Taoiseach should avoid confrontation. He did that. And they'll be happy with how the meeting went as a result.
I give a little flavour there of what some of the US media are saying today. You were watching Fox News this morning. What were they saying?
Yeah, that was a very strong indication that it could have been a lot worse. President Trump is known to be a huge fan of the Fox and Friends show in particular. And I knew yesterday morning from the edition of the show that there was unlikely to be any kind of surprise for the Irish government yesterday. But this morning, Brian Kilmeade, one of the presenters of the show, said that he felt that the meeting could have gone a lot worse, that the Taoiseach, as he said it, got off lightly. He described Ireland and the Taoiseach's position as being anti-Israeli. He described Micheál Martin as left-wing. And he said that Trump should have confronted him more strongly on those points, but that Micheál Martin, as he put it, dug in. Lawrence Jones said that the Taoiseach.
And unfortunately, that line seems to be breaking up on us. Listen, Cún, thank you so much for that. I'm going to stay in Washington, though, and go to our correspondent, Sean Whelan. Sean, it would seem that Donald Trump is already up and about himself this morning because he's been promising to levy hefty tariffs on European alcohol. What more can you tell us?
That's right, Rachel. He is an early riser and he does his social media early. He put out on Truth Social this morning that in retaliation to the EU's retaliatory measures, which included a 50% tariff on bourbon whiskey made here in the US of A and exported to Europe, he is now saying if they don't rescind that measure, he's going to slap a 200% tariff on all alcohol exports from, as he puts it, any countries represented by the EU. He targeted France in particular, said champagne and wines, etc. But alcohols represented by the EU, which of course means Irish whiskey. And Irish whiskey exports to the US topped 1 billion euro for the first time last year. They're about 40% of the exports of Irish whiskey. So if that were to come to pass, then that would be a big blow to the Irish whiskey industry.
When will we know more, Sean? Because I think all of this has been pushed out to what, the beginning of next month?
Yeah, Rachel, this is a moving, not a moving feast, but a very moving, movable set of events. We know that the Americans and the Canadians, for example, are involved in a pretty serious trade war now that's escalated very, very quickly. This morning, Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, and the US trade rep are meeting their Canadian counterparts to try and negotiate out some kind of a deal to try and avoid the economic damage that these tariffs would do. So presumably something similar is going to happen on the European side because, as was well flagged, Trump said he was going to impose tariffs on steel and aluminium. He did that. The EU had been warning for months and months and months that there would be retaliation, and the retaliation immediately followed. That's where that 50% levy on American whiskey comes in. Harley Davidson motorcycles, Levi jeans or other things that are going to be hit. And now Trump is talking about a countermeasure to the countermeasure. So this is the tit for tat nature of trade wars. And it just depends on how fast they decide to escalate it. As you say, Trump is planning on having a general reciprocal tariff regime coming in on April 2nd. He said, I couldn't do it on April 1st because of the date and the obvious jokes about April Fool's Day. But the EU is going to respond as well and has its own countermeasures in place ready to ratchet up. Nobody wants a trade war like this. The Wall Street Journal have called Trump's trade policy the dumbest trade policy of all time and is weighing in heavily against what the president is doing. Nevertheless, these things do cause damage. The point is, or the question is, what does he want from all of this? What does he want to gain from it? The beating up of the Canadians and the Mexicans relate to a free trade agreement that President Trump himself negotiated the last time he was in office. So what does he want? I'm none the wiser on that. I'm not sure the Taoiseach is after his meeting in the White House yesterday either.
Sean, thank you very much. Sean Whelan there, our Washington correspondent.